musical like this one might just be perfect for them.
My day in the hills has come to an end, I know. A star has come out to tell me it's time to go. But deep in the dark green shadows are voices that urge me to stay. So I pause and I wait and I listen for one more sound, for one more lovely thing that the hills might say. The hills are alive with the sound of music.
There are seven children in The Sound of Music. They sing wonderfully well, these children. They're not children any longer, though. They are brothers and sisters, and they are so much more. Each member of the Conrad family brings many different skills and talents to the mix. They act and sing and produce and direct. They do stage managing and design and lighting and sound. It sounds like they could have their own Conrad Family Theater Company, and yet they've been welcomed by Actors Circle in Scranton, which has become a second family to them, and all of their talents will be put on display, bringing a musical production to Providence Playhouse, as they will be doing after many years without one on the roster. Rebecca Conrad will produce and direct, George, Jacob, and Kayla are in the cast, and they all paid a visit to the WVIA studios with Mom and Dad in the wings, Tara and George Conrad, to talk with us about sound and song, then and now a musical review. We began with George Conrad, the young George Conrad, who sets the scene and tells us how they came to theater.
I think it could start with me, because it all started out pretty much because of me. I did my first show.
No?
I did my first show in high school, and everyone came to see it, and they loved it, and then they're like, let's all do it. So that's where it came from, I think.
You all are laughing. You don't agree?
I think totally. We all had an interest in the arts
for
as long as I can remember. We all took dance lessons and piano lessons and all kinds of things. And then I guess once we saw him start in theater, that kind of piqued everybody's interest. But I think it was always something that we all wanted to do in some form.
Now, how does the age range play out?
I'm 22.
15.
17.
19.
So you're all pretty close.
Yeah.
Okay. Mom and Dad are in the room. Were either of you involved in performing?
Well, I took music lessons. I took dance. I did some musical theater. We did some musical theater together. The whole family did Bye Bye Birdie together. It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had Mrs. McAfee, Mr. McAfee, Hugo, Kim. She was
some
part of the ensemble.
But
she got an understudy for Kim one night, and I was Albert. That was fun.
George, did you go on then to study theater?
No, actually. I'm not studying theater at all. I'm actually studying human service work. So it's human services psychology. It's pretty a vast, different aspect there.
We know you all are very important to Actors Circle. How did you get connected to the company in the first place?
Well, yeah. I did Snow White there, what was that, 5-6 years ago? And then that was the start of it. And then we pretty much haven't looked back since then.
Rebecca, tell us what this production is and why you wanted to take it on.
Well, musical theater is one thing that Actors Circle has not brought to their stage in about 15 years, I've been told. And so in the last 5 years that I've been there, it's been one thing that I've really wanted to do. It's been an idea that I've had for years, and they can all agree with that.
Yeah.
And I actually started looking at it seriously through the beginning of this year. I submitted it, they said yes, and I still kind of can't believe it's happening, but it is.
And how did you come up with a show to do?
I thought that I would like to showcase, because it's called Sound and Song, Then and Now. There is pieces from the Golden Age straight through to some of today's most popular hits from Broadway. And I really wanted to show that pretty much and showcase that there's something for everyone in musical theater.
And it's a show you created.
Yes.
That means you chose the music and you assigned the performers the pieces you thought that they could do and should do?
Yeah, that is exactly what I did. And I cast everybody in their roles, and so far they're doing a terrific job with it. I couldn't have asked for a better cast.
Jacob, you're generally on the tech crew. How did you get your solo?
I basically just said, I want to sing this, and she put it in.
And that song is?
I'm singing In Summer from Frozen. I've seen the movie. I can pretty much say it word for word.
How about you, George?
Well, for this show in particular, I'm going to be singing two different songs. I'm going to be singing one by Billy Joel, Angry Young Man, and I'm also going to be doing a piece from Chicago, They Both Reach for the Gun. So two Billies, but they're two big, big numbers, and it's kind of exciting.
It's your turn, Kayla.
Well, Becca and I are going to be singing For Good from Wicked.
It's one thing to be in a musical with a story that has a beginning, a middle, and an end. What holds this together? Is it like a cabaret?
It's very similar to a cabaret. However, in between each song, we're going to have, I'm calling them blurbs, with a little background on the musical, the story of the song, just to give a little context to what the people are going to be seeing. So kind of a mix of both.
Costumes?
Well, we're doing black box, and we are having everybody in black, white, and red, so it flows.
And I'm very proud of what she's done and the amount of time that we've had to accomplish this, because if it were any other person, I'm not sure that this would have been able to be done.
How many are in the cast?
We have a little over 24. Our oldest is around 90, and our youngest is like 7.
Since this is somewhat of a departure for Actors Circle, what are they saying?
They're all very surprised because, including myself, we really didn't know that this was going to be such a success. I was hoping, for sure, but we had no idea.
Now, George, Becca's directing this piece. What are you lined up to direct?
They actually chose me at Actors Circle to direct for the opening of their season, The Diary of Anne Frank.
Have you known the play?
It is a piece I have known since I was growing up. I mean, growing up, I was part of all these things with the JCC and stuff, and I volunteered at the Holocaust Symposium and all the local stuff, and I learned about it in school. So it's something that's always been close to me. And getting a chance, Actors Circle giving me the chance to direct this piece is actually a really big thing.
Do you all hope to be part of the production?
Yeah.
Well, actually, they kind of are.
Yeah.
Because we actually just had auditions recently, and as of now, we are fully cast. And we are hopefully set to have a read-through at the end of the month.
Jacob, are you handling tech?
I'm doing tech. I'm doing lighting design, and for the show, I'm doing lights and sound.
And then Kayla's going to be my stage manager.
Stage manager.
So, yeah.
And you, Becca?
I am going to be playing Anne Frank.
Quite an assignment. Now, when you're all working together, your family, but you're pros about the process, how does that work?
I would say when you're directing them, you kind of have to draw a line between sibling and cast. And I think we've both done a pretty all right job with that. And that's not the easiest thing to do, but it definitely works. So that, I feel like, is kind of our relationship. We're less siblings and more cast and crew, and I think we all respect that relationship, and it works out pretty well.
And I have to say, I completely agree with that. That's a very good statement, because when it came to casting Anne Frank, it was, here's the line, here's the family, and here's the show, and figuring out what it actually is when you're going to cast.
We know that the stage at Actors Circle isn't the biggest in the world.
Mm-mm.
No, not
the biggest.
It's probably not so much of a challenge for this piece, but how are you handling it?
It definitely is easier than a straight play. The only challenge so far is that there's just so many people, and you want to make sure everybody's seen on the stage. But being that there is no set, it frees up a lot of room, so it's not as hard. But like for George's show, it's going to be a huge set.
It's going to be killer. We're going to have it two stories. I'm actually going to help build it with Lou Bisignani. He's our master builder. He's going to have a bedroom that's up above the hallway to go into our men's dressing room, which is going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, there's going to be two platforms on the stage, and it's going to be... I'm going to try to keep it as open-ended as possible, but yeah.
And Kayla, as stage manager, you'll have your hands full.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, definitely, but we'll make it work.
No matter what you wind up doing in your lives, you'll all want to keep doing theater?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a part of us, and I think even more so because of Actor Circle and because we're doing this as a family, that it's really, really brought us together.
They're welcoming.
Yeah.
They
are.
Yeah,
really welcoming. Yeah.
They're
they've
great.
Been really welcoming to us, and it's truly been more than we could ask for.
Mom, what have you seen since they've all been doing theater together?
We've seen a lot of growth with them. You know, a lot of maturity. Obviously, when they were little, the closeness was because they're all in the house together. But now they're choosing to do things together, not just being siblings, but being friends. And just seeing them, especially being homeschooled, that they can stand on their own 2 feet and spread their wings, and how they're getting along and the mark that they're leaving is pretty impressive to watch. And they've kept that a part of them no matter what else they've branched out to do.
And why was it important to you as mom and dad to make sure they had dance and piano lessons and all the rest?
We want to give them exposure to anything that they wanted to try within reason. you know, but I had that exposure growing up. My husband did. And we just really felt it was important to let them taste it and try it and, you know, see where it led them.
So when you go to a production at Actors Circle, it must be quite an experience.
It is. It's overwhelming at times, especially with these two productions coming up, that there's so much a part of just sitting back and watching. I mean, she's only 15, watching what she's put together, and it's pretty impressive and overwhelming.
Overall, then, we've just heard from Mom. What's it meant to each of you working all together in the theater? Jacob?
Well, I just love to do it. It's been a great part of the family. I think it's brought us closer as we're doing it.
George?
To me, it's been a really good experience because I honestly don't think I could do it without these guys. Because if they weren't there, and if Actor Circle and my family wasn't there, I don't think it'd just be the same dynamic as having everyone involved and just making it all work in our own individual ways and throwing it out there.
I definitely agree with Jacob. I think that it has brought us closer together, and it's given us theater, it's given us Actor Circle, a whole second family where we can go and we're able to be ourselves, and they've helped just this immediate family come closer.
I definitely agree with Jacob and Becca, and George, obviously, that it has brought us closer, and my life wouldn't be the same without theater or my family.
You know each other so well, you can feel safe and maybe take some risks that you might not otherwise.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
tries that we don't normally do, and sometimes we fail, but most of the time, it actually works out.
Yeah, when Jacob and I do lights and sound together, I like to tell people we're siblings, so we're connected. We don't have to talk to each other. We're just up there, and we know exactly what the other's going to do, so we're just in sync the whole time. It works.
Yeah, you just get that look, and then... We both know what's going to happen.
We would know what's happening next.
Yeah, and even sitting with you for your auditions, what was it, like a week and a half ago now? Mm-hmm. We were sitting one side of the table, and I was sitting on the other, and there was this one person that came in that we know who comes in, and she sings very beautifully. And we both looked at her, and we both looked at the paper with the song list on it, and I pointed to that, and she looked at me, and it was just like, we just had that look, and we're like, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
On the same page, the Conrad family, George, Rebecca, Jacob, and Kayla, and Mom and Dad, too, Tara and George Conrad, at the WVIA studios, speaking with us about their family and about their love of theater and about Sound and Song, Then and Now, a musical review, the first musical at the Actors Circle in some years. It was produced by Rebecca Conrad. It's directed by her. In the cast are George and Jacob and Kayla as well. The dates are June 30th, July 1st, and July 2nd, Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m., Sunday afternoon at 2 at Providence Playhouse, 1256 Providence Road in Scranton. And for more information on the web, actorscircle.com, actorscircle.com. That's Sound and Song, Then and Now, a musical review, favorite songs from Broadway, including Chicago and more. And that's June 30th, July 1st, and July 2nd, Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m., Sunday at 2 in the afternoon at Providence Playhouse, 1256 Providence Road in Scranton. For more information on the web, actorscircle.com, actorscircle.com.